time is in God's hands. You see, God exists from eternity to eternity. And therefore, time is not an issue for him. Now, I know it is for us because we're linear and limited in our time, but he is not. And so, therefore, he can arrange time to accomplish an eternal plan and still operate within our time frame. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. So, since God is not in a hurry, and we are, we need to be willing to adjust our limited timetable to his unlimited timelessness. Because God seems to be slow sometimes when we are rushed. Pause, Selah. Take a moment and take a deep breath and say, okay, God, my time is in your hands. I have a, shall we call it a date with your destiny. I want to position myself so that when your timetable and your clock rings out for your purpose for my life, I have positioned myself to realize it and won't have any unnecessary delays because I know you got time to wait. And since I don't want to waste any of my limited time, but I want to accomplish all that you have from your unlimited timetable and purpose for me, I want to redeem my time, to not waste it, not throw it away, not neglect it, not misuse it. I want to position it so that my time and your time cross at the precise moment that you have in mind for me to accomplish what you have created and called me to do. Time is in your hands, God, and I invite your time into my circumstances so that my time matters for both time and eternity.
Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org, worldwide. That was Dr. Tony Evans giving us a wise devotional on exactly what we're going to study today, and that is redeeming the time. Now, in preparation for today's lesson, I watched a video where Dr. Billy Graham discussed the same topic way back in 1983. Oh, do I wish we had the time to watch it. Because though he was already 65 at that time, he was lamenting that he'd already been out of seminary for 40 years and, of course, would have no way of knowing how much further he had to go, and that he would reach the age of 99. He passed away, I believe, just 2018, 2 years ago. Guess time flies. And certainly in our own loving congregation, we are all too aware of the brevity of time. Amen. Which is all the more reason this gentle reminder is so very timely for all of us indeed. So let's go to the book, to the book for our lesson's focus verse, which is found in the New Testament book of Ephesians, right? Letters, epistles written by the Apostle Paul. And I always remember that by, holder of the golden clicker, if you haven't figured it out by now. We need to change the slide. Yeah, there should be up in front of you that very verse we spoke of. Or are going to speak of shortly. Galathilko, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Right? You all knew that, but you all knew that, right? But I digress. Let's get to the verse. Yes, let's do it. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 16. And I use the New King James Version, and I will explain why in just a moment. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, rather than my trusty NASB, the New American Standard Version, in order to get the wording, let's just say in a more teachable format, I went to the New King James Version. They use what we might even consider to be an outdated term these days, I guess, the word redeem. In fact, it is somewhat dated because I remember my mama saving S and H green stamps. Anybody save S and H green stamps? Anybody will admit to saving S and H green stamps? You got them when you bought stuff and you saved them up and you redeemed them to get more stuff. Great, right? I don't think people do that anymore. Maybe we're a little bit too busy these days, out and about and such. But what we're talking about here is redeeming our time here on earth for something eternally more valuable, and that is eternity. We're going to hand in those green stamps, right, that we're earning here on earth. That's sort of an apt analogy. We all get the same amount of time in a 24-hour day. I think even Tony pointed that out. So it indeed behooves us to stop and to consider what we do with it and how we might do even better in the future, especially given the eternal importance of it. Amen. Amen. Wow, when I just hit something and the screen just flew away. Where was I? Oh, give me a moment. I'm so sorry. This is a rather long one, so let me just sort of scrape around here. Long but necessary. Yeah. Okay. So for our life application, of course, we want to know what this all means to us, right? That's why we're here. I think that's what the Lord would want us to do. So let's do that. Oh, holder of the golden clicker, if you would be so kind, go to the next slide. Now look, peeps, precious peeps, it would be way, way, way too easy for me to add to the thousands of hours of video on this very topic. Look it up if you have time, or maybe not. But I am far, far more interested in speaking to your precious hearts in the hopes that our awesome Lord will plant a seed that will help change our behavior and hopefully will help change your life. Amen. And the lives of your family and the lives of your friends for all eternity. So, where do we start? Let's start here. That's a good suggestion. So, speaking of redeeming the time, always put in a little personal confession into all my Bible studies. It's a bonus. Back in the day, I confess, I wasted a ton of time watching a show called What Not to Wear. What not to wear. And though I rarely get dressed and even go up and out of the house anymore, these days the concept of what not to do is redeemable. for such a time of this indeed. Thank you. You're so patient with me. I keep having to move the screen. All right. We all know what we ought to do. Can we confess amongst ourselves? We all know what we're supposed to be doing, but we just don't do it. We just don't do it. And hey, there's no condemnation. Not here. Because even the Apostle Paul lamented the very same thing. That though he wished to do one thing, he ended up doing another. But that's why we need to look at it, be reminded of it, and get back to it, right? Amen. And so I give full credit to a blogger named Brandon D. Crow with an E on the end, who did a blog by this very same title. So thank you, Brandon. I should be giving him credit. They're on the bottom, source, you know, where the source is. Here's how we don't do it, people. And I would do it really fancy if I were there and clicking the slides, but I just put them all up. We're going to talk about them one by one, all right? First of all, we don't redeem the time by neglecting Christ himself. Redeeming the time isn't at root about better calendar management, but it's about living faithfully in light of the coming of Christ our Savior, right? Now, Paul's statement about redeeming the time must first of all be understood in light of the supremacy of Christ as the focus of the universe and our task in growing in spiritual maturity in community. That's why we gather. We're a community. Redeeming the time requires faith in Christ as King of Kings. That is foremost. But, number two, we don't redeem the time by trusting our own abilities. Boy, the Lord's worked with me on this one. Oh, the years that I have squandered trying to do it under my own steam. That old, if it's to be, it's up to me. Has anyone heard that? Oh, yeah. If it's to be, it's up to me. Really? Not so much. Which is great. That's great. Until you run out of steam. So let's do this. Let's run on his steam. Amen. Let's run on his steam. And number three, I know we certainly were a church and we talk about sin. But here, number three, we don't redeem the time while living in sin. Here's the problem with sin. We talk about it all the time. A lot of churches don't talk about it, but we're going to talk about it. Sin robs us from an opportunity to become everything that God has created us to be, both here and hereafter. So in the words of John the Baptist, repent and be saved, turn back, turn away, start going in the right direction, and be saved. And the Lord is waiting there with open arms. Praise God. Now, number four, we don't redeem the time by fixating on worldly goals. This is tough for me. Worldly goals, right? Marketing plans and so forth. Ha ha. Perhaps one of the saddest things I ever wrote, I think I even shared it with you. It was called A Personal Life Plan. And it was something we wrote. I wrote it way back in 1995. As I was just about to graduate from SMU graduate school. And and it was about how I was going to be a, get this, world-renowned fitness guru. Yeah, me. Look at me now. I mean, I'm laughing. It's laughable. It's okay if you're smiling and chuckling. You can just see how ridiculous it is. How we think it's going to turn out. And God's just, whatever. Yet he has blessed me in ways I could never have imagined. And he can bless you too. He can bless each and every one of us. But our goals need to line up with his goals. And then we need to stick to it. Amen. All right. If you would be so kind, the golden clicker, please, if you would, last slide. So what's our takeaway, peeps? Simply this. We're going to try something a little different. Let's turn our focus first into a pledge to help us make a commitment to redeem our time for his glory. Not the time, not someone else's time. How about our time? That's really the only thing we have control over, and we may not even have control over that. I just want to make sure it's fully on the screen. All right. I'm going to read it, and then we're going to read it together. Okay, so let me read it first. This is my Ephesians 5, 15, 16 pledge. Lord, I will redeem my time because the days are evil. Therefore, I will be wise and will do your will for your glory. Amen. Amen. All right, let's try it again. One and a two. Lord, I will redeem my time because the days are evil. I know it's always hard to do it all in sync. And I'm not helping. Excuse me. Therefore, I will be wise and do your will for your glory. In the precious name of your Son and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.